This is WSKG News. Rural areas of the country need more doctors, and there's a federal program that's made progress on that. But with the mountain of work that Congress has to do in September, it may fall by the wayside. WSKG's Brett Jaspers paid a visit to a beneficiary of the program, a so-called teaching health center near Scranton, Pennsylvania.
After medical school, newly minted doctors do a residency where they train under established docs. Alexander Lay did his residency at the Wright Center, a primary care clinic northeast of Scranton. Here he is working with a patient with neck pain earlier this summer.
Now, if I turn here.
Yeah.
Does it hurt just right there?
Yeah.
Any numbness and tingling down the arm, though? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Gotta love the doctor's office. The Wright Center, a nonprofit, has a lot of residents doing primary care.
All of us residents, I'm not gonna say we run the show, but we provide an additional layer of care that the patients wouldn't have if we weren't here.
The Wright Center is one of almost 60 teaching health centers around the country. They get federal money to pay for residencies in underserved rural and urban areas. A survey of graduates of the program showed they were much more likely to go on to practice in those areas than residents in general.
I think the program has been quite successful thus far.
Paul George is a professor of medicine at Brown University. He says the Teaching Health Center program also creates more of the primary care doctors the country needs.
Primary care will likely form the foundation of just about any healthcare system that the U.S. ultimately comes to agreement on.
So here you have a program that experts say works, and it has bipartisan support. But it's up for renewal in September, and there are a gajillion other things that Congress needs to do. Raise the debt ceiling, pass a budget, reauthorize CHIP, that's the health insurance program for poor children, a bunch of things. That means it's possible the Teaching Health Center funding could fall through the cracks or get traded for something else. Negotiations could play out any number of ways, according to Rodney Whitlock. He's a lobbyist at ML Strategies.
How many different subject matters will you put into one bill? Will you put the concept of CHIP in a bill with VA, in a bill with the wall? It's unclear what process we have and what pieces will go within which bills.
And then there's paying for the program. Teaching health centers want to make up for a cut they took in 2015. They're looking for an increase to $157,000 per resident. At current enrollment levels, that's a total of $116 million annually.
While in the grand scheme of the dollars that your government throws around, teaching health centers is not very expensive. Paying for anything in this environment is very, very hard.
Back at the Wright Center, where Dr. Lay did his residency, they have a contingency plan if the funding isn't extended. They'll use reserves to see their new round of residents through to the end of their three-year training, no matter what. But they'll have to shrink in the future. Other centers could face a similar decision. Despite continued uncertainty from Washington, the Wright Center's CEO, Linda Thomas-Hemack, believes deeply that the process will put out something she can work with.
The beauty of America and the way our democracy works is that it will come out with collective legislation around a vision that all the parts don't recognize they're a part of.
How's that for optimism? Brett Jaspers, WSKG News, Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania.